You now for a minute. That's good. Well, good morning, everyone. Really nice to see Phil as well. Great. Not seen you in a while, young man. Well, you were younger when I saw you last time. Could I ask Judith to report for duty, please? Where are you? Oh, are you to my glamorous assistant? Here she is. Back in the day, I always found praying very difficult. I expect if I asked you, lots of you probably find it quite difficult. Am I not the only one, am I? You find prayer quite difficult? It is, isn't it? It's hard to get to grips with it. Anyway, what I want to try and do this morning is make it simpler and more accessible for us. Back in the day, in fact, one of the first prayer workshops I ever did was at this church. You may not even know, but you were guinea pigs. You may be guinea pigs again because it's been a while since I've done one of these. But when I was ill, I started to think about things that I've learnt that are important to me. And what I want to share with you this morning is one of those things. And it comes out of the other thing that I've found to be absolute key importance is the understanding of what grace is, that God came looking for me, seeking me out, finding me. And saying, Brian, what are you doing here? And turn my heart towards him. I didn't deserve it, and I wasn't looking for him. And that was a life-changing experience. And I discovered that all that I am, all that I've ever achieved, all that I want to do, is all because of him. It's not Brian's special or anything else. It's because he is good and faithful and true. And loving and forgiving. And we're never away from the concept of God loves us that much. So this morning, you know, prayer is such a big subject. I want us to think about it. And I want to ask you some questions, you see. I want to ask you, and I need you to take part. Have we got a mic that roams? Have we? Sorry. Yeah. Will it work? Okay, there we are. My other assistant, Lambert's assistant as well, on the other side. All of us. What is prayer? That's the question for you this morning. What is prayer? There are no right answers and there are no wrong answers. I did over 70 prayer workshops in this country and abroad, and people have all sorts of views of what prayer is. So I'm going to ask you, and you can just tell us what you think, and Jude will write it up for us. You've got to get up with at least 15, or you'll be in the bottom half of those that are, and if you get more than 30, you will be in the top grade. So tell me what prayer is.
Prayer is conversation with God.
Conversation, okay. We don't always need to put with God, but, you know, we understand that. That's fine. What else is prayer? That's correct. Yes, come on. Going to be very quiet, if not.
It's a passageway to God.
A passageway to God. Yeah, I like that. Actually, I did one of these recently again, because I thought that's what the Lord's wanted me to do. And I learnt some new ideas, and I learnt one last week, and I'm... my good friend, I've not had that one said before, so that's a good one. Thank you.
Getting things off your chest.
Getting things, and I tell you, I don't think I've heard that said like that either. Yeah, thanks, Phil. Yeah, good. I thought we might hit some heights here. You can say whatever you want to. Come on, John. Give me a thing. What is prayer?
Sorry.
What is prayer? Come back to him. Have a moment to think. Here we are, down here.
Building a relationship with God.
Ah, Okay, building a relationship. Yeah. More?
Simplifying.
Deepening relationship with God. And you can put that in brackets then. Okay.
Basically, talking and listening.
Ah, talking and listening. Yeah, I like that. Sure.
A moment where you can be one with God.
One with God. Yes, I like that one as well. Thank you. Should I put Gareth on the spot?
Can't you see what's up there, sir?
Can you see? Do you want a slightly different angle?
Been listening.
Haven't they? Your husband hasn't been listening.
I missed the last one.
The last one. Lady here. I'm going to sack her. Not yet. Now, what did you just say? Yeah. Being one with God. Thank you. I like that one, this one. Yes?
Prayer can be changing us as we hear God's will in his answer.
Say that to me again.
God can answer prayer and change us as well.
And so it changes us.
It changes us to be more like God.
Okay, yeah, I like that as well. That's an interesting concept. All these are perfectly correct.
It's an act of faith.
An act of faith.
An act of faith.
Well done, thank you. Come on, you can have more than one go if you like.
Without people passing judgment on my life, a cry for help.
Cry for help, yes, that it is. Often a cry for help, yeah. Which sort of is, could it be a little bit like what Phil suggested, yeah? Come on, some more. Gareth, you had a chance to think?
Yeah.
And then, John first.
Providing answers where there seems none.
Yes. You might need a second page, I fear.
I would just say relationship. That's what the other
is. Is it? No, well, we can have more than one if you like. Relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, that's like if you pray together, I bet you've sometimes, and you get yourself stirred up to say something, if you get a chance, and you think, dear God, I want to thank you for the weather, and somebody else jumps in. And says, dear God, thank you for the weather. And you go, oh. Has that ever happened to anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time, doesn't it? But does it matter? If you had two children and they come and say, oh, mummy, I love you. Oh, daddy, you know, thank you for fixing my bike. You know, if they both say the same thing, does it matter?
No.
Would you love one of them less than the other? Of course you wouldn't, would you? Okay. Any more?
Requests.
Yeah, there we are. Requests. A plea. Plea. Oh, that's good. You're on a bit of a roll now. Oh, here we go, Zuck.
Confession as well.
It's a confession. Yes, it is. I'm confessing my lack of spirituality by having coffee. A yes. It is good.
It teaches us to be thankful.
Thankful. Okay. Any more? Oh, here we are. Look, we are on a roll now.
It's like a fortification moment. Against the enemy.
To strengthen us.
Fortification, yes.
Okay, to surround us with God's protection or?
No, fortification, to fortify yourself.
Fortify, yes, that's a different, yes, okay, thank you. Anyone else? Oh, yeah, well.
To stay faithful with our faith.
Helps us to stay faithful. Yep. Yeah, I like that as well. Yeah, that's good. I nearly asked why.
Prayer helps us to ask for mercy.
Where was that?
Yeah.
To ask for mercy. Yes, thank you. It does. Yes.
Problem solve,
okay. We're doing quite well, aren't we? Yes.
Prayer helps us to connect with God.
To connect with God, yes. Okay. Any more? Anyone itching to throw another one into the equation?
Ask for guidance.
That comes up a great deal, actually, and that's perfectly correct. Thank you. Anyone else?
The same thing. Wisdom. Asking.
Ants.
And wisdom, Judy.
It's an ant, I think, isn't it?
And wisdom.
Sorry, did I miss one? Wisdom. Okay. Should we stop? How many have we got? Or could you like to read them back to us?
Conversation, passive way, getting this off your chest, building a relationship, deepening, spelt wrong, a relationship, talking and listening, being one with God, changes us, act of faith, cry for help, providing answers, relationship, requests, plea, confession, teaches us to be thankful, fortification, helps us to stay faithful, asks for mercy, problem solve, connection, and ask for guidance and wisdom.
That's quite a few, isn't it? You're certainly not in the bottom half of this at all. Can you see what it is? It's much bigger and wider and deeper than what often occurs, is that we get stuck so often in me prayers. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, I'm sorry. Help me. Lots of me prayers. Oh God, help my family. Help me do something. Or then I feel guilty. So then I start praying for lots of other people. And I pray for all the missionaries around the world. And all sorts of other things. People that I'd forgotten about that I said I would pray for. So I better pray for them. Then I feel more guilt. And we're not careful. It becomes a bit overwhelming, doesn't it? I felt guilty as a minister that I didn't pray often enough, or with enough faith, whoever said that, believing enough. And when I saw people that were prayers, they could go on and on and on and on and on. And they had a whole language that they used to use sometimes, going on and on and on. And actually, it put me right off. And I used to ask another question, problems you have with prayer. And one of the biggest problems people had was other people praying. You know, that they either say what you wanted to say, or they use such long language and they cover every possible subject. I used to talk about praying around the world in 8 minutes. And sometimes it would be longer than that. I went to a prayer once where somebody prayed for 12 or 13 minutes. And a friend of mine, who was a national leader, a man called Gerald Coates, used to go to such prayer meetings, and he prayed a prayer. Dear Lord, are you as bored with this as I am? Because it just didn't give a chance. I want to encourage you, if you're taking any notes, to try and find some books to read. And if it floats in your head in your church, read this one. What happens when women pray? I don't like the title. As a bloke, it's a great little book. Most books tell you that you ought to pray and give you techniques, but this is how to. And one of the things she talks about, keeping them short and simple and specific, and not round the world in 8 minutes, subject by subject. I picked up a lovely little pamphlet from a church, a guy had been in Africa, in Kenya, I think he was. And it says, 10 ways to lead a boring church meeting, prayer meeting. 10 ways, and it does include people going on for much too long, which is a real putter offer. It still puts me off. And the other thing is sometimes, have you ever thought about it, that what we actually asked for? Last time I was here, I said, you know, sometimes we pray a lot, use many words, but what have we actually said? God doesn't need a story about Mrs. Smith next door with her bunion, who's been to the doctors 48 times, and you know, the doctors don't understand the Lord, and she's so confused. The Lord knows all that. What are you asking for? And I fear that a whole lot of it is say, I haven't been able to answer it because you didn't ask me for anything. And so for me, I learned one thing is keep it short and simple. My sermons, I never learned that with. But on that, What Happens When Women Pray, another wonderful book by Richard Forbes. Oh, that's Evening Christensen. I'm not lending it to anybody because it's the only copy I've got. But you might get it online. This is a good book, Richard Forster, Prayer, Finding the Heart's True Home. That's a brilliant little book as well. And one here for the theologically minded, a man called Tom Smale, who was an Anglican theologian, talks about prayer as a gift from God. And that's what I want you to think about, the giving gift, the Holy Spirit in person. If those are any help to you, try and look them up. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Good, good. There's so many concepts of prayer, and then there's different sorts of prayer. There's devotional prayers, there's praise, there's thanksgiving, there's meditation, which seems to be lost in much of Western society, and contemplation. Meditation is focusing on God's word to pray and letting it draw you into the very heart of God. Often includes silence. There's intercession, whatever that is. Nobody mentioned that this morning. What is it? Perhaps another time when I'll come, because it isn't just a shopping list. It's much more discovering what God wants us to pray for. Then we can pray with faith and assurance. There's petitions and there's silence. I once conducted a silence meeting in my first church. And I think I might have said last time when I rambled on a little bit too long, that one of my deacons there, we sat and I asked people to be silent for much too long. Try being silent just for a minute. I got them to do it for 40 minutes. And he said to me it was the worst meeting he'd ever been to in his life. And I think I'd probably agree with him. Because that length of time, you can be silent before the Lord for a long time. But it is indeed a very high form of prayer. But we've only ever, we don't tend to use it very often. We're too busy talking at God that we'd stop to be silent. And silence is important, but so is speaking. But we've lost one and the other. In other words, there's lots of it and it's overwhelming sometimes. I've talked about people using big, long words, which I still don't understand. Sometimes, and for me in the past, I've simply not been able to get to grips with prayer. And that makes you feel guilty. Or you pray at night, and the next thing you know, it's the morning, because you've gone to sleep. I'm not the only one who's done that, am I? I'd suggest to you, if you pray like that and you feel very tired, say, Lord, I'm ever so tired now, I'm going to sleep. I think you might find it more helpful. What came up as we've just looked at that is that it is hard to get to grips with, but I was taught I must maintain the task of prayer to grow and maintain my relationship with God. Anybody else been taught that? I must maintain the task of prayer so that my relationship with God is maintained. It sounds great, doesn't it? That's what I was taught. I was taught that after going forward at a Billy Graham meeting. If you don't know who he was, look back in the history book, you'll discover. He's a quite famous sort of evangelist, I think. When I was a kid, pray every day, Brian. Pray regularly. But nobody told me how to do it. Just do it. I didn't know what to do. And you see, the trouble is, if I must maintain this relationship by praying, it puts all the onus on me, on my doing, on my effort, my praying, my discipline. Otherwise, I will miss God somehow. And I won't please him. I want to tell you today, I discovered 25 years plus ago that that's wrong. That is a false teaching. It's not correct. In fact, I hadn't been a Christian very long and I'd had an experience of, a deep experience of coming to faith. And I had an experience of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and all those sorts of things. And yet, no, my prayer, I wasn't praying like I thought I should do. And I remember going to the same man who said, God, are you as bored with this as I am? At a youth meeting, this Gerald Coates. And I said, Gerald, I said, I can't pray. And I find reading difficult. I didn't realise that I was dyslexic at that time, but I don't find any of that stuff easy. And he said to me, Brian, then, he said, I said, so God can't be pleased with me. He said, Brian, just stop doing it. Just stop doing it. And you know, the moment he said it, in other words, Brian, you don't have to. The strangest things happen. It's a paradoxical thing. When I'm weak, I'm strong. When I recognise I can't, then God can break in and help me. And I then wanted to both read the Word of God and pray. So stop beating yourself up if you're in that position today. Okay? You don't need to beat yourself up with that. You say, oh, well, I won't have to do it, you know. Actually, the difference between having to and wanting to is a world apart. You see the difference when we think about footballers. Those that feel they must, you know, I'll do the best, you know, and those that really want to. That every breath of theirs, they're going to give 100%. And God just does that to us. He turns us around that we naturally want to. But I want to go on from there to this verse that we've had. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, it says. This is St. Paul writing. We don't know what we ought to pray for or how to pray, it can be translated. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us. And he prays for us, in us. You see, this idea of reaching up to God, reaching out to God, is somehow quite wrong. Because one of the things we used to do when people became a Christian, I'd say, and where is Jesus now? Where is God the Holy Spirit now? When we're born again of God's Spirit, we naturally call Abba Father. We carry the Spirit around in us. If you are a born-again believer, if you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, you've confessed your sin, your spirit is born again, your spirit becomes brand new. God's Spirit dwells within you. So I haven't got to reach out somehow so much as reaching in. God's Spirit dwells in each one of us. To use a nice theological phrase, he's omnipresent, everywhere. All at the same time. Get your head around that, if you can. And so I'm trying to reach out to do something that I don't actually need to. He doesn't. And the other thing, it says, pray without ceasing. How? I want to go to sleep. Sometimes I rest. I'm designed to do that. When I sleep, do you think the Holy Spirit is? Or do you think he might be praying and interceding for us? Those sighs and groans, perhaps snores or something else. No, that's a complete aside. Otherwise, I'd be very spiritual indeed. But in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know how to pray. And please, Paul said that as well. We don't know how to do it. You see, prayer, I want to tell you, is not a duty. It's not an obligation. It's a gift from God. That's exactly what this scripture says to you here. It is a gift from God. And when I don't feel I can, I'm at a good point. Because that's how grace is released. To become a Christian, I have to recognise I can't save myself. I'm separated from God. I need His forgiveness. Same is true when it comes to prayer. I need to recognise I can't. Rather than just branch forth with a lot of old jibbery-jabbery, but God can cope with that as well. But if we just understand, when we start to pray, say, Lord, help me, because I don't know what I'm doing. What's on your heart? What's on your mind? Help me do it. It would be so much better. But those of us that lead things, we're often called on to pray. Often I'd say, Lord, help me. I haven't got a thought in my head. I don't know what to pray. The Lord will give you the words. He'll give you the desire. And actually, what somebody describes prayer as, the man, Tom Smale, is the Holy Spirit, once I recognise my need, will take my hand, take my heart in tow, and lead me into the very throne room of God, where I can feel His heart, where I can hear His voice. We are not the prayerless people that we think we are. It's a gift, it's not a task, just like salvation. And like the disciples of old, when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. I think it would be good for you and I, don't you? Just to say, Lord, before we open our mouths, even in your own quiet prayers, a little thought with that. If your mind wanders, anyone mind wander when they pray? You don't? Yeah, mine does. Is speak the words out so that you can hear them, rather than all subjective inside you. It helps you to concentrate. You're hearing what you're actually saying. So in your private prayers, sometimes people think you've gone a bit loop, you know, a little bit around whatever those phrases are. That's not politically correct things to say, but think you've lost your way. You haven't. That's a very useful thing. The other thing is, if you fall asleep or your mind wanders, open your eyes. Who told you that this is prayer? Hands together, children. They do it in here, I expect. Eyes closed. I don't see that in the scripture anywhere. We were taught it wrongly. There were times when it's better to look at what you're praying for. Better to look up. Yes, there are times to close your eyes as well. But if your mind wanders, I find it really helpful to open my eyes and to speak out the words. And that's the advice of many people that pray. So that we don't beat ourselves up and think, oh, I'm a useless prayer. Because you're not. You're not a useless prayer. You're a child of God who can communicate in the deepest possible way with God the Father and God the Son, because God the Holy Spirit dwells in you. It's as natural as breathing. Give it a go. And if you run out of words, just be silent and be still for a minute. And if you're not sure, ask questions of God. That's not God, is it? Could be. I'll finish that bit. Okay. Was that helpful? Are you sure? It's only helpful if you have a little go at it. Tell me how you get on next time you see me. Unfortunately, you've got me a few more times yet until the pastor gets well. So we can pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with that in mind, keep on praying for me, Paul says. So my prayer, Lord, is, Lord, help me to pray. Not with my human strength or my human understanding, but always praying the Spirit on all occasions, listening to you. Then I will receive your strength, Lord, and the faith that I need to believe that you are hearing my prayers. Amen. Now, we were going to have another song, I think. I don't know, have we got time? What do you think? Yes, shall we have another song now? Then I've got something else to share with you. Are you happy with that? Are you sure? Oh.